From the great, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
How are you, Troy?
I'm good.
How are you?
Really on the ball today. Yep, no, that's me. Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah. So what happens when you've got one arm hand tied behind your back?
Literally?
Yep. All right. Penance. I'm playing penance. What for? Oh, just that thing at the Vatican. Anyway, you're saying?
Let's start today with a really, really excellent record. And
I think that's, you've set the precedent.
Yeah.
You've set the bar pretty high, Troy, with these really excellent records from your shop.
There's so many excellent records. That's the problem.
What have you got there? That one's...
It's a great cover.
Look at this.
For a second, I thought that was the cover of a Motorhead album, but it's not. Look at that. It's Long Shot by the Pioneers.
Correct. 1969.
Well, you've got three sort of look like evening entertainers there, running on what looks like a race, like a trotting track or a
you've
racetrack.
Got it. Now,
Long Shot. So the Pioneers.
Now, Long Shot was.
You're going to ruin those shoes.
They probably weren't actually doing it around the whole track.
Are they pretending to be.
They're pretending to be racehorses.
Yeah.
Okay, now the reason for that is. Okay, they don't look like Ray. They look like young singers.
Yeah.
And do you want to see a closer picture of what they look like?
Yeah, all the listeners.
We definitely do on radio. Yes.
Sydney Crooks, Jackie Robinson, George Decker. Look at
some
them.
Some very smart jackets here and some baby blue. Are they velvet?
Probably.
Flared trousers?
Yeah,
I'd call them loons, perhaps.
Loons.
Yep.
Excuse
me.
Loons. Now, not people, the trousers. Now, Longshot was...
What the hell are loons?
Is that one
would attribute towards to a light eggshell blue powdered velvet?
No, a loon was a cut of trousers.
Oh, this is the thing I don't remember. I wasn't alive then, Troy.
Oh, okay. So I was, but I don't remember. Anyway, now as many of these stories do, this story starts with Lee Perry. Now Lee Perry was a gambling man. Lee Perry,
isn't Lee Scratch Perry?
Correct.
Okay.
And he lost some money at the races on a horse called Longshot. You'd think that the name would have tipped him off. So he wrote a song called Longshot, Bust Me Bet. And he was annoyed. The Pioneers recorded that song and it became a minor hit. Now, soon after that, they were working with Leslie Kong. And Leslie Kong came in one day and he told them, this weekend at the Kymanis racetrack, Longshot died. And
they were
like, what?
The horse.
The horse Longshot died.
It's kind of like Lee Scratchberry. What?
Lee Scratchberry was.
Longshot died.
So what did they do? They had to write a song, didn't they?
Yeah.
And look what they called the song.
I bet it's called
Long Shot Kicked Your Bucket.
Kicked Your Bucket.
Now,
for
a song about a racehorse, in fact, what starts side two of this album is poor Ramesses. Ramesses was another horse who died at the same racetrack on the same day. No shit.
I want to know what track three on side two, Belly Gut, is about then.
It's about being hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Pioneers, this record came out on Trojan Records in 1969, a total and utter classic, a smash in the UK and in Jamaica.
Maybe that's the key. Maybe referencing dead racehorses is the key.
Well, maybe. They didn't go back to reference any more racehorses after this record, but...
They built a foundation on it, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Just double the horse. Song about a horse on
a dollar each way. A dollar each way, is that what you're saying?
Maybe that's the key. Two horses.
Do you want me to tell you something else about Longshot?
Do it.
Longshot had run more at the time in 1969.
The horse now.
The horse, Longshot, had run more races than any other horse in Jamaica, 202. And he didn't win one.
Oh, so really a long shot then.
Yeah, but don't be sad.
Well, they've been punished. They're punishing him. No, you can run another one. And another one. And another one. I know we've given you a crap name, but just...
I don't think Longshot or any horse actually cares if they win a race or people lose money. I don't think they care.
I think they care if they get made to run 200, though.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, surely you'd be thinking, I've done a hundy.
If you win, get a really good feed bag.
Feed bag.
That's what they want. That's what they want you to think.
Right.
And then they give it. They give it to them while the media are there, and then they take it away and eat some straw. Have some straw. You don't deserve it. Have some straw and some performance enhancing gunk.
Aww.
Here you go.
Anyway, Longshot kicked your bucket. Longshot died. It says in the song about how he collided with another horse who was called Combat.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Yeah. And this is all true. You know, I don't say...
And yet somehow the segues into popular reggae.
Yeah. And even more so...
of course it doesn't.
Yeah, this is what they, of course, what they still refer to as skinhead reggae.
Right.
And it's actually my favourite kind of reggae. It's regardless of poor old Longshot, it's really upbeat and it's just life-affirming sort of stuff. Reissue of this, which I'm holding in my hand, 750 copies on
in the world.
In the world on orange vinyl, and they're all numbered. The one I've got in my hand is number 148.
Racing number 148. Wow, that's pretty cool. 750, eh? That's for the avid collector.
Yeah, well, Music on Vinyl are starting a Trojan reissue campaign. So within the next week or so, there's going to be four out. The Kingstonians, Elise Scratch Perry.
I bet they're all different colours too.
I think they're all orange.
They're all orange?
Yeah, referencing Orange Street in Kingston.
Oh, see? Of course. Of course. There's nothing. I mean, this is the thing. Should we play a little bit?
Yes.
Oh, stop it.
That's what started the other Longshot song as well.
This is the reggae.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo.
This is Longshot, Kick the Bucket. What a great backstory that is, Troy.
Yeah, but and apart from that backstory, if that was the only thing worth talking about the Pioneers, it would be worth doing for a song like that. But this is a really long-running band. The Pioneers still play now, still the lineup you hear.
Those three guys are running down the racetrack there.
Those three guys pretending to be racehorses on the Comanders track.
Oh, so that's out next week, is it?
No, this one's out now. It's on the shelf now, Longshot. And the other one, which came out at the same time, is Duke Reed's Rock Steady, which is a classic Duke Reed various artists record, also on the Trojan label. And the other two I mentioned, the Lee Perry and the Kingstonians, that'll be next week.
There must be purists out there who have the originals of these albums.
Well,
who now are going, oh, come on, I've been really looking after my copy and I was the only one that had it.
Well, it's strange you should say that. We had a call 2 days ago from a fellow called Patrick. A fellow called Patrick who wanted us
involved in the Dublin reggae scene.
Yeah, it's quite possibly that one.
Maybe the odd show here and there on BFM.
Maybe, yeah. Yes. He makes a selection or two, possibly on Mondays. Yeah. So I wonder whether that means that Patrick had never had a copy of this, or the one he's got is too scratchy, or he just likes the idea of orange vinyl. I have no idea.
You know, I'd say he did have a copy of it.
I'd say he did as well.
He's got a pretty comprehensive dub world fizz.
Yeah.
And what have we got next?
Right, next is, have you heard of a man called Bob Shadd?
No.
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Have you heard of a man called Judd Apatow?
Yes, I have.
Bob Shadd was his granddad. Yes. Bob Shadd started recording in the 1940s. He worked for the Savoy label. He recorded Charlie.
Oh, Granddad Shadd.
Yeah, Granddad. He recorded like Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, that kind of thing. You know, minor figures in the history of music. 1964, he started his own label called Mainstream, where he decided, I'm only going to record people I really like. And luckily, the people he really liked were people like Cannonball Adderley and the great Alice Clark, one of the finest.
So he had a good ear.
He had a great ear. And he also was the first person to discover Janis Joplin.
Wow, really?
And recorded Big Brother and the Holding Company before anyone else had.
Good Lord.
Anyway, Bob Shadd is mainly known for the type of music I'm holding on this compilation here. Rare spiritual funk and jazz gems.
Hot damn.
From the Mainstream label. Now, last year a compilation came out called Feeling Good, and it had a picture of Bob on the front. This isn't Bob, this picture here. And it was a really cool little compilation. And I think a lot of people were interested because the liner notes on the back were written by Judd Apatow, who was talking about how he used his granddad's music in a lot of his films and how he remembered his granddad and his dad worked for Mainstream Records. But
cool.
This here is a cool compilation. It has some of the sort of lesser known names, or obviously some big names as well, like Shelley Mann is on here, Harold Land, who worked with Bobby Hutcherson. But the one we're going to hear is this man here, Roy Haynes. Now, Roy Haynes is a drummer, and Roy Haynes is still alive. He's 92 years old, and he's played with people. He's played with Miles. He's played with Coltrane. He's played with Sonny Stitt. He's played with virtually everybody. But 1973, he put out this album, which is kind of a self-titled album. It's called Senya, which is his name backwards, Haynes. And this is the kind of funky spiritual jazz he was doing at the time.
He called it Senior because that's his name backwards.
Yeah.
So he's drumming?
Oh yeah, he's drumming, he's arranging, he's writing, he's doing everything. I think George Coleman is playing sax on this one.
Flow of the drums, you know, the just tickling there, and then comes in with a few big rolls. Bass play again, got a good go there too.
Marvin Peterson on bass.
Oh, So that's Roy Haynes, Senior, off the album
Inner Peace.
Inner Peace.
Rare spiritual funk and jazz gems, the supreme sound of producer Bob Shadd. That's what it says.
On vinyl?
On vinyl, on two LP set. Much the same as Feeling Good was. We've still got a couple of copies of Feeling Good.
Feeling Good.
Feeling Good.
Righto, what's next? What do we get next?
Right, next. Next we've got something that looks like this. Now,
what have we got there? Some fancy graphics.
This soundscape.
Wow, strange you should say that. This is the second album by Floating Points. You know Floating Points?
I know of Floating Points. Just remind me about Floating Points.
Floating Points is
one of those bands I get the name muddled up with other bands, you know?
Well, it's sometimes a band, and in this case it is, but Floating Points was originally just like the techno house nomenclature of a man called Sam Shepard. Not that one. Not Susan Sarandon's Sam Shepard. This Sam Shepard is a doctor of neuroscience. I'm not kidding you.
Well, so, hold on, surely that gets one of these.
Sam Shepard is also a man who set up the Eglo label, which... And for this, the second album by Floating Points, he's put together a touring group. And what they did was they went to the Mojave Desert and they recorded...
Okay, guys, here's what we're doing. Yeah,
that, and they didn't just record the songs. They had things like multi-directional microphones so they could record the sound of the air reflecting off all of the rocks.
Get off the drugs!
He's a neuroscientist.
That's the thing. He knows where to get the good drugs, obviously.
Reflections. You're
recording the air bouncing off the... I mean, yeah. I know what he means.
You look sceptical.
No,
I just... There's a certain type of person that's dedicated to him. Sound.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
someone, who's really... He's trying to break through to the next level, isn't he?
You would think. Now... You would also assume, oh, God, this is going to be one of those grueling lessons.
No, it's not.
It's just way above my head, and I'm just not smart, shall I feel, most days about
most
things.
What was
that one
that you brought in, that really atmospheric one?
Burial.
Yeah, that burial one. That was a good... That was
with the sound of the ratchet. Yeah. It was great.
Just the...
No, this is nothing like that. Now, having started in sort of the electronic house world, he extended his palette and to the point where this record, although it could have been done like an ambient one, sounds like the kind of post-rock that you have on that record that I handed you over there.
You mean that Godspeed You Black Emperor record that I ordered from your store that you bought in for me? Thank you, Troy. That's... We're going to play it shortly.
Yeah. What I think we'll do with this one is you should probably start the song now because it takes about 2 minutes to start up properly. And so remember,
It's called Kelso Dunes.
Yeah, which I'm sure is...
A particular set of dunes.
Yeah, a location in the Mojave Desert where Floating Points recorded this record. And there's a documentary film made about it as well.
I wonder how far away they went from... any other human beings, and you'd have to be careful if someone didn't cough or something to get the authentic sound, you know?
Yeah.
Or in the background, you know? Or a cell phone going off or something, you know? Even an aeroplane would sound weird, wouldn't it?
You're right.
I know, for making television, very hard to spend too long recording something and not have some sort of automobile or aeroplane.
Cicadas.
Take the sound. Cicadas, eh?
The worst.
Cicadas' own sound. Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
So you'll hear at the moment, this is kind of what you expect with that drone.
They sound
in the
like background. Pretty, sound like pretty normal dunes so far.
But pretty much.
Yeah. But there's definitely, it's definitely inferring that something's on the way.
Yeah, so I think we can hear like that's probably an ARP synthesizer there. But
no, calm down.
But the drone we're hearing, I think that is made with sound reflections from the rocks and the dunes.
What are you guys doing? Shh. Shh, we're recording. Thank you. totally on board with this. This is awesome.
You like this one?
Yeah.
It's not hard to imagine a desert, though, is it? It's not very detailed.
That's a good build, isn't it? That's just, that keeps on coming. There's still a lot to come there on this 12 and a half minute track.
There is still a lot to come.
So we're not going
to
play the whole thing because I've got another 12 and a half minute track I want to play before the end of the show. So.
That's really
nice though, eh? That's really cool.
Yeah.
Those Kelso Dunes.
And that could be the sound wave here on the cover could actually also be the shape of the dunes. I don't know. But either or. It's not on Igloo Records. Yep. It is, in fact, on a new label called Pluto. And Pluto,
not Igloo, Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto. Sure. Jeffrey at our shop was recently over in London and met the person who does Pluto. And in fact, is someone who works in a record store.
Good.
A lady in a record store has
second job.
This. Yep. But yeah, this is a great record. Floating Points, Reflections, Mojave Desert. We got it.
On vinyl?
Sure thing. And we have it on CD too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Just got a bit of correspondence in here from Dubhead, just as a result of our discussion earlier on about Longshot.
Right.
And Dubhead has come in with the... I don't have the Longshot album, bracket, yet, end bracket. I have most of the Pioneer's best songs on 45s and a couple of good compilations, but there are good songs on this album that never were released as singles, so I must, in capital letters, have it. Dubhead. Good. Thank you very much for texting in your thoughts there, caller, listener. Dubhead.
Nice one, Patrick.
Can you ensure that that man, that lover of dub, that flag flying dub lover, the head of dub, Dubhead, gets a copy of that record?
I can 100% guarantee that we've been holding on to one for the last few days for him since he first contacted us.
So he's already asked you for it?
Yeah.
So he's so desperate, he just wants to double check that you're going to save it for him, eh? Good on you, Dub. I know that somewhere out there there's a happy Dubhead just chuff for the rest of the day.
He's right, though. There is some good songs on the record that we never released as singles. Some really good ones. Samphire Man, that's a great one. That's about a con trickster.
What about Trouble Day a Bush?
Yeah,
Trouble Day a Bush.
What about Boss Festival?
Yeah. What about Long Up Your Mouth? Track 4, side 1, Long Up Your Mouth. All right, thanks, Troy.
Woo! From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
Hot